This is Twit.
I think a couple weeks ago when we talked about the Steiger Dynamics home theater PC, remember it was an enormous case, full-size graphics card, a full-size ATX motherboard in there, you know, regular cooler, all that stuff. A very high-performance home theater PC. This case, the perfect home theater, ultra-low profile aluminum home theater PC case, which perfect is the brand, I guess, or perfect home theater perfect is the brand.
PST, if you'd like to use the shortcut.
Gotcha. And Sebastian bought this case, and if you look at it, like it is a totally different type of product, right? Like it's super thin, it's super small, and if you go down to the next picture there, you'll see like it fits in very, very well with, you know, high end audio equipment or high end home theater equipment, right? It's the same size. It's got the same kind of. It will have a similar brushed finish look to it, depending on what your other components have, and it's incredibly thin. And the way it can be so thin is that it is a thin mini ITX form factor case. Now, we all know what mini ITX is. We all kind of know what that is in terms of motherboard size. The thin mini ITX actually has a specification on height. It's 434 millimeters by 310 millimeters by 48 millimeters high is all it can go. So that limits what coolers are allowed to be installed, what kind of memory can be installed, everything like that becomes affected. And in fact, when you look at thin mini ITX motherboards, you're looking at boards that have SODIMM slots instead of regular DIMM slots. So you're essentially using laptop memory, which isn't that big of a deal, really. They still run at, you know, DDR3 1600 megahertz speeds. And depending on the motherboard you get, it will limit you in terms of like what SATA, how many SATA connections there are, what kind of PCI Express connections there may or may not be. But the case itself is, it's very sleek looking. It's got a nice finish to it. You know, you've got one button on the front. You've got an IR receiver block on the front as well. Lots of ventilation throughout to help you maintain airflow while maybe using as few of fans or as quiet as a fans or quiet of fans as possible. And on the back, that opening you see there is for your motherboard input output. And then to the right of that is the this case supports 1/2 height PCI Express card, you know, depending on what your motherboard actually supports. If you keep going down or if you go back to the next page and get into the building process, you'll actually see that the motherboard that Sebastian used in his review was a, as I try to read upside down, Q87T. It only has a, I guess it's a by 4 PCI Express slot, but because you've got to buy a right angle adapter for it. The home theater PC guys, or the perfect home theater guys, sell that. You can also see that they sell a cooler as well that works with their cases, you know, that meets the height requirements and that they believe, you know, meets some of the cooling requirements as well. So Sebastian didn't actually install a card in that. I'd be curious because I think I'm not sure if the Seton tuner card has a half height configuration, Patrick, but if it does,
right,
that could be a pretty compelling option, right? You're looking at, I think for this build, he used the Pentium G3258 Anniversary Edition dual core part, but you could technically put any quad core Haswell processor in it. It does have, you know, just it has support for all that. And the case also has room for, you know, he's got 2 4 terabyte hard drives in here, and you've got room for PCI Express SSD. Or mSATA SSDs on there. It's a really nice design that you can get a full and complete computer on. So that's awesome. What you may not want to do is apparently don't click to the next page so somebody took my website down momentarily. So that could be super incredibly awesome there. But I mean, you get a good idea of what the insides. Yeah, that shot's a good one of what the insides of this system look like. Everything's spread apart. Motherboard very tiny. You've got one intake or one exhaust fan there next to the motherboard to help keep airflow moving. It is a little bit expensive on about $200 or so.
Okay. You know. It is a little bit expensive, but it also, it's funny because for years, home theater PC cases usually had a big blue, you know, fluoride display on the front that you could literally, read things on the couch because it was so bright. So I ended up having to disable one of the let me cut myself short. It's a nice looking piece of kit.
Yes.
The only downside is like, you know, it is the thing I was looking for a year ago, except now I want to do a mini ITX with a GPU so I could do gaming in my home theater, and they don't have the power supplies on this. They're not going to support like the 400 watts you need for a 750 Ti or something like that. It's a good looking case though. And if you're streaming media, serving videos, you know, if you're running a home theater PC, it is all you need. Intel finally sorted out, you know, a generation or two ago with the onboard graphics, they sorted out the 24 frames per second playback issue. There is more than enough GPU there for anything through 1080p. 4K gets a little exciting. But that's a whole nother conversation. It's kind of funny. Like, you can do 4K on a 680 if it has DisplayPort 1.2, like a 680 GTX, 680, 650, 680.
980.
Not 4K gaming. Just 4K 2D display. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Not game. If you're not gaming, for like $65, you can have a GPU that'll feed a 4K monitor, not 3D gaming. But I'm glad you guys found it, because it's, you know, if you want a simple box, there are not a lot of options out there that will actually stack with your AV equipment.
I might have him send that back to us, the case over to us, because we have a Seton card. And we have cable card support here. Alan got all that installed at his house. So I'd like to see, like, can you fit that Seton card in there? The processor will have more than enough power to act as a DVR and playback and all that. And this would actually, you could, in theory, use this as a replacement for a cable DVR box, right? And it doesn't have to be a full-size system design, which I think is pretty neat.